I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I am your host every Monday, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, number 104644. And today I am pre-recording a whole bunch of shows for you guys. So you're going to get the next handful of shows will be recorded ahead of time because next week I'm having my baby. I am 38 and a half weeks along, and my three-year-old was an emergency C-section. My body was stopping the flow of blood with every contraction with him. So this time they take your child via C-section. No one in our area does VBACs, and I've heard some really scary things about them anyways, so a controlled environment sounds less scary than, you know, internal hemorrhaging and all that other big stuff. But it's really exciting to be having my baby girl. Her name is going to be Adelaide, or it currently is Adelaide. So I thought that I would do a series on relationships, communication, expectations, all that good stuff, because the holidays are coming up. And that's what's on my heart right now is Halloween is coming. I have a three-year-old and he wants to be Daniel Tiger, which if any of you out there, I just discovered Daniel Tiger. I guess he's been around for a really long time. But when Mr. Rogers passed away, they couldn't do his show anymore. So they created a spinoff, and it's all animated. And it has all of the characters from the land of make-believe. And all those characters had kids. They grew up, and they were already, like, King Friday already had Prince Wednesday or Tuesday. And now he has another prince, which is the other day of the week. And he's best friends with Daniel Tiger, who is the little child tiger. And the owl has a little child owl named O. And it's so cute. And it has all of the same life lessons and what to do if you're angry and what to do when you're frustrated and how to express yourself when you're sad. As a therapist, it is the best show ever. Anyways, my little boy wants to be Daniel Tiger for Halloween. And so Halloween always reminds me that the holidays are coming up. Once that comes, we've got Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then New Year and then a little bit of a break. And then Valentine's. It's all just kind of boom, 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 boom. Season of expectations. Season of altruism. Season of expected altruism. And so I just like to kind of talk about navigating relationships during this time, because while there's a lot of other things, stress, depression, trauma, and we could talk about that stuff. And man, do I love talking about that stuff too. Nope, I made a decision. I was going to talk about relationships and all the different aspects. So today we're going to actually talk about interdependence and something called We Talk. So what is interdependence? Relationships are come in many forms. And the healthiest form is called interdependence. So we have dependence, right? We're dependent upon the other person to get our needs met. And some people are overly dependent. I need you to be with me all the time. I need you to contact me all the time. I need you to be my sole source of entertainment, friendship, etc. That's, you know, that can be kind of heavy for a partner. And then there's independent, And independent is, I don't need you. I find on my own. I don't even know why I'm in a relationship, frankly, because I prefer to do things on my own, at my own pace, at my own speed. I don't really want to have to check in with anybody or compromise. I'm just an independent spirit. And there are people who are in relationships who are very independent. And that is also really hard on a relationship because your partner doesn't want to just be alone. That's not why they joined with you in this lifetime, to for you to just go off and do your own thing all the time. They want to spend a little bit of time with you. And then there's codependence. And a great definition for codependence is, I need you to need me. So codependence is often used in the world of addictions, or a lot of adults were children of somebody who might have an addiction. And so they learned how their value and their worth is based upon the other person needing them. My parent is an alcoholic, and they need me to make sure that they are drinking enough water when we have a barbecue, because otherwise they're going to have a hangover tomorrow. And so it doesn't even necessarily mean that you're in a relationship with someone who is an addict, or it might even be that your parent was a codependent, and that's where you learned those behaviors, and that's where you learned how to find your sense of worth and value. So codependence isn't healthy. What we want is interdependence. When we come back from the commercial break, we will talk more about what is interdependence, and I'll give you a tip. There's one really great tip that's easy to help you start shoving yourself that way. All right, stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. And I want to remind you that while we talk about psychotherapy-related topics on this show, because I am a licensed psychotherapist, it is not a substitute for going out and finding somebody who you can talk with about your unique life experience. What's happening for you right now? What has happened for you in the past? I'm giving you some education, kind of a launching point, so you can say, this is good. Hopefully you like it. And I think that I need to go find what my own flavor of that is. I need to learn how I can incorporate that into my life more effectively, efficiently, wholly. So I just want you to put that out there, that this is not a replacement for therapy. And I am often found by people on Psychology Today. And when other people ask me for a referral in their town, I usually just hop on Google and go onto Psychology Today, put in that person's zip code, and they've talked to me a little bit about what's going on in their life. And usually it's a friend, somebody. I don't usually have strangers asking me for referrals, but every now and then. So I kind of know their personality and what's going on. And I'll just scroll through their zip code and look up all the different therapists who I think would be a good fit, because the therapist put a little list of their specialties and a little snippet about who they are and their philosophy of life. And you can tell if they're Christian or not. And although I will tell you that I have some colleagues who don't necessarily identify as being Christian, and they are insightful and wonderful clinicians. So if you have someone in your area and you're kind of a little bit worried about it, I don't know, I'd give it a chance, because while going to somebody who is also a Christian, you know that they understand where you're coming from in your reasoning, in your thought process. someone who's not a Christian isn't necessarily going to not understand that as well. And they will still, it is their job to still honor your belief system. So just putting that out there for you guys. Okay, so when we left for our break, I was going to tell you what is interdependent. We talked about dependent, independent, and codependent. But what is interdependent? So interdependent is where two people, they're just kind of strong individuals who have their own sense of identity and their own sense of self, but they're involved with each other. And they can be involved with each other without sacrificing themselves or compromising their values. The relationship is balanced. So they might say, oh, I'm going to go have a girls' weekend at the spa in Napa. Or I'm going to go golfing with my guy friends. They don't need the other person to be their source of fill in the blank. They don't need them to be their sole source of friendship, their sole source of attention, their sole source of whatever it is. They have these other interests and these other things that also fulfill them, and that they can balance that, their independent spirit and the dependence upon someone else. Because when you're in a relationship, you're still dependent upon, does my partner love me? Am I being fulfilled in this relationship? Do we make love on a regular basis or in the amount of time that we both are satisfied with? Do we go on dates? Do we spend time together? Do we hug and kiss and whatever it is that it, are my needs being met in that regard? Because we don't want to be fully independent. What's the point of being in the relationship, right? But you have that balance. So you're two strong people who have a balance and to look to each other with love and affection in many ways, but who don't need it in all of the ways. You have other sources. So in both parties are like that. Both people in the relationship have that sense of autonomy plus a little bit of dependence. It's called interdependence. And studies have shown that people who are in a mutually interdependent relationship are the happiest in general, the happiest in regards to their relationship, the happiest at work, the happiest in life. So if you're single, that's not the category. We're only talking about relationships. So single people, when I was single, I was pretty independent. I was pretty happy with my life. I waited to get into a relationship until I found somebody who could be as interdependent as I am. So we're not talking about that interdependent people are happier than single people, okay? They're just, in general, happier than other people in relationships who might be in codependent relationships, dependent relationships, or independent relationships. In relationships that are unequally balanced, maybe one person is a little bit more independent or interdependent, while their partner is a little more codependent. And maybe we'll talk about codependence in an upcoming show, because I think that that's something that is a really big topic. And a lot of people are not self-aware of that, of a codependence kind of character trait. And so maybe that will be next week or the week after. Who knows? I'm recording a whole bunch right now to be aired over the course of the next couple months. It'll probably come up. Okay, so we've identified what interdependence is. During this commercial break, I want you to pay attention to the commercials, but also be thinking about yourself and your partner. Where do you think you fall on that spectrum? From independence on one end, dependence or codependence on the other end, and interdependence being right in the center. Where do you fall? And then where does your significant other fall? And then we'll talk about, when we come back, how to improve your interdependence. Okay, stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, registered with the California Behavioral Sciences, license number 10-4-6-4-4. Depending on how I say it, I cannot ever get it out. And it's my last week of pregnancy, so I still have that pregnant brain. Who knows? I was a intern for so many years. I got that number pegged. I've been licensed for not as long, so I got pregnant right after I got licensed. So I've had pregnant brain this whole time. Good times. Anyways, pray for me. By the time this airs on Monday, I will be going in for my C-section on Wednesday. And I would love as many prayers as I can get because that's major abdominal surgery. And I am a little bit scared. While I trust the Lord and I really have a great doctor, I would sure love some prayers for you, from you guys out there. I just would really appreciate them. Wednesday morning, early in the morning. So my little girl will come and I'll get through it. But I'll get through it even easier with your prayers. Okay, so we were talking about interdependence, and I wanted to give you a tip. It's our last part of the show on how to improve interdependence. And we might be able to do even a whole show with just tips on how to improve it. But today I wanted to give you one because I read this article. It was a journal article where they did this meta-analysis. And a meta-analysis is where they take a whole bunch of studies, a whole bunch of empirically evidence-based studies, so they can pinpoint. There's evidence, right? They can pinpoint this is this, A is A, B is B, C is C. It's not just subjective report. And they have, so they took all of these studies and then they smash them together and they analyze the big group of them. And there was about 5,000 participants once you smashed all of the group of studies together. I don't remember how many studies there were, but I do somehow remember that there was 5,000 participants. So that's a pretty wide range of people who had reported on their relationship satisfaction, right? And what they discovered in this meta-analysis, it was down by UC Riverside, is who had the psychology department down there had conducted this research. And they found that people who use what they call we talk over I talk to have significantly higher levels of interdependence and significantly higher levels of relationship satisfaction. And I just kind of, when I read that, I got so excited because it just seems so easy. I mean, don't get me wrong. Anytime we have to change the way we think and talk, it is not easy. It sounds really simple and like, oh yeah, I can do that. It's just a pronoun. But actually, it takes a lot of work and being self-aware and correcting yourself and putting little post-its everywhere to remember to change the pronoun when you've been doing it the other way this whole time. So sounds easy. It's going to be a little bit more work than it sounds. But it's easy enough to make a big, big impact in your relationship. And that just sounds, I don't know, it just really lights my fire. Because we're not asking people to stop doing this activity and start doing this other activity. We're not asking people to shift their whole paradigm of the way they think about the world and themselves and their worth and their value system and analyze their behaviors in correlation with what their values are. Like, that's a lot of work. But changing the pronoun that you're using, well, that's kind of doable, right? So when people used we talk, and so what is we talk? We talk is just including your partner. So when you're thinking to yourself or you're talking out loud, what do I want to do this weekend? Nope, that's I talk, right? What do I want to do this weekend? What should we do this weekend? Oh, that's inclusive. Okay. So how are we doing with our finances? Not how's my spouse doing with their overspending habits? Because that's like you talk, right? That's pointing the finger. Or how am I doing with saving up for the boat that I want to buy? That's I talk, right? You and your spouse both decided, let's start saving up for that boat. And so if you think, how am I saving up for my boat or the boat I want to buy? That's still very independent. It's still very autonomous. But if you think to yourself, are we really reaching the goals for the boat that we want to buy? There's that inclusivity. There's that interdependence. Because you still are invested in buying that boat. And you're still invested in making the sacrifices that you need to make in order to save that down payment or save the full sum. But you're including your spouse. And what they also discovered in the meta-analysis was that while you have a big boost of relationship satisfaction when you do that, specifically when you do that, your satisfaction relationship increases. Your partner's increases even higher because they are on the receiving end of you including them. And it all just kind of happens under the radar. So watching your pronouns, you're going to two steps forward, one step back, sometimes, all the time, while you get used to changing that. But in the grand scheme of things, it's going to make such an impact.